When I was a kid, we knew summer had come, not just because school was finally out, but because the turtles started showing up. Fat, lumbering box turtles, the dark plates of their carapaces marked in symmetrical designs in yellow or orange. They'd crawl out of the woods next to our house, looking fierce and determined, and invade our vegetable garden. Sometimes we'd spot them right off. Other times we'd notice a windfall tomato gouged by triangular bite marks, the turtle hiding under the hollyhocks. And of course, as we trailed through the woods during those endless days of fort building and exploration, we'd find more turtles and lug them home carefully. Across the dirt road from the woods lay a pasture, and on the other side of that, a stream, we called it simply the creek, sheltered by thick woods, and among the underbrush crawled yet more turtles. My older brother built a big turtle pen in our backyard, and we provided fresh water, lettuce and tomatoes from the garden, and lots of shady hiding places. We loved those turtles. They were perfect little live jewel boxes. We'd take them out occasionally and race them. My brother also built a wooden frame that made half a dozen racing lanes, with maybe a wedge of tomato at the far end. Sometimes the turtles would just close up and sit there, stolid as rocks. But most times they'd get the idea and motor toward the end of the lane, toward the tomato. And here's the coolest part. They were the same turtles every year. We named them Charlie, Charlene, Sybil, the like, each name carefully drawn onto the shell with nail polish. Whenever it faded, we borrowed Mom's nail polish brush and renewed the name. One of the turtles was already marked when we found it, with the initials GW. We knew turtles lived to be very old, and one kid in the neighborhood tried to convince us it had been marked by George Washington. We knew it couldn't be true, but we believed it anyway. You get to do that when you're a kid. And all too soon the first turtles would start burrowing out from the pen and trundling back into the woods, and school would start up again, and we would dutifully carry all the other turtles out into the woods and let them go their ways. That woods is long gone, bulldozed for a cheap subdivision. It happened in stages, and I like to believe that the turtles stayed one step ahead of the bulldozers, crawling deeper into the woods than across that dirt road, under the barbed wire fence, across the cow pasture, and down into the thick foliage along the creek. The pasture and creek are still there, looking exactly as they did when I was a boy. They live a long time, those turtles, and maybe some of them are still there, their names emblazoned in pink nail polish, faded now, but forever bright in memory.